At the hotel in Algiers, Frank Chandler received a message from the yogi, telling him to take the family to the mountain home of Tee Ahmed, a friendly tribesman, at once. When Chandler questioned him, the yogi replies he will show him in the crystal ball the face of the man he is seeking, the leader of the revolt. But as the family looks into the crystal, there is a rushing wind, and the crystal is swept from the table and shattered to bits on the floor. The present act opens in Tee Ahmed's mountain home. It is night.
Chandu, the magician.
What's that music, Uncle Frank?
It's the music of the snake charmer I told you about.
Oh, where is he?
He's in the next room.
Isn't that keen? Is he going to charm snakes for us, Uncle Frank?
Yes. I thought you might like to see it.
Sure. We would, wouldn't we, Betty?
Yes, but I bet he's not as good as you are, Uncle Frank.
Right. For heaven's sake, what is that?
Oh, Mother, it's the snake charmer. He's out there in the other room. We'll go out and see him in a minute.
How can they be bothered with snake charmers and dancing girls, Frank, in the midst of all this trouble with the tribesmen?
Oh, see, Ahmed keeps them here to amuse the women while he's away.
Did he really come today, Uncle Frank, when you were waiting for him down there in the cellar?
Of course he did.
Did he really? What did he say, Uncle Frank? Did you tell him we were all here?
Yes, I told him, of course. He said we were welcome to stay as long as we liked.
Didn't he think it was strange we should come here at this time?
He may have thought it was strange, but his code of hospitality, of course, wouldn't permit him to ask me any questions. I explained as much as I could to him.
I bet you didn't tell him about the yogi and the crystal ball.
Oh, Bobby, don't. Whenever I think of that terrible thing the other night, I'm paralyzed with fright.
You mustn't let yourself think of it, Doc.
I can't help thinking of it, Uncle Frank. And I don't think it was just an ordinary wind that blew the crystal ball off the table. Why, you've had that crystal on that little table for weeks. Nothing like that ever happened to it before.
Yeah, and look how we've carried it around all over. Remember how it used to sit there on the little table in Nadja's palace in Cairo? Why wouldn't it roll off of that if it was going to roll off?
Children, please.
All right, Mother. But I wish you'd tell us what you meant by saying you felt an unseen presence or something in the room.
I don't know, Bobby.
Well, gee, do you mean spooks or something?
I can't explain it, son. Just seemed as if there was a great sinister force there. Some horrible thing that froze the blood in my veins. I could even feel something like an icy finger on the back of my neck. Oh, it was horrible.
Mother.
Perhaps it was only my imagination, dear.
Did you feel it, Uncle Frank? What makes you look so funny? Did you?
Yes, Bob.
Well, can you beat that?
Oh, I knew I couldn't have imagined such a thing as that. Let's not talk about it anymore, shall we?
I should say not. Let's go on out and watch the snake charmer. I'd rather think about snakes than some horrible thing that would come right into our hotel room and knock the crystal ball off on the floor.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that, Uncle Frank? I bet the yogi will be pretty mad.
Oh, don't be silly, Bob. Why would the yogi be mad? Yogis don't get mad. They know better.
Yeah, I suppose you know all about them. Come on, let's go see the snake charmer.
Where's Father?
He's deciphering an old inscription he and Professor Laravel found in the ruins where we were. I couldn't even make him hear me when I spoke to him.
Bob, you and Betty go on out in the other room and wait for us. I want to speak to your mother for a moment alone. We won't be long.
Okay. Come on, Betty.
Hurry up now, Mother. I want to see the dancing girl.
We'll be there in a minute. What is it, Frank?
I want you to promise me, Doc, you won't let your mind dwell on what happened at the hotel the other night. If you weren't so sensitive to these occult things, you wouldn't have felt it at all. But you mustn't be afraid. You know that favorite saying of the yogis? Evil has no power except that which you yourself give it.
Yes, I know. And I'm ashamed to be so frightened. But it was so horrible. So evil. And then that icy finger. But I mustn't. I mustn't think of it. I'm all right now, Frank. Let's join the children. I still can't understand how Tee Ahmed can have the time to arrange for dancing girls and all that sort of thing while this trouble is going on.
Oh, these girls live right here.
They do? You don't mean they're slaves?
Not exactly. But they come from various mountain tribes. And they're under Tee Ahmed's protection. They have good food and clothing and a pleasant place to live and...
Come on, Mother. Come over here on this cushion. Look how slick they've got everything.
Are you all right, Mother?
Of course, dear.
Sit here by me, Mother.
Shall I pour you some coffee, Uncle Frank? The man just brought this little table and set it down here. Isn't this cute, Mother?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Betty. I would like some coffee.
You know, the only thing I don't like about it over here is this crazy coffee. So sweet and syrupy. I'd like to have a great big cup of coffee like we have at home with real cream.
Oh, you have no soul, Bob.
I agree with you, Bob. Even after all the years I've spent in the Orient, I can never really enjoy their coffee.
Well, I like it. And I love these little sweet cakes. Oh, look, here come the dancing girls.
Well, gee, are we going to say this all alone? Where is everybody?
The ladies of the family are doubtless up there behind that stone grillwork. They wouldn't be permitted down here with you and me, Bob.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
And is every single man around here away fighting, Uncle Frank?
Except for the guards down in the courtyard and the soldiers posted about the place. There's no one here but women and children.
Well, how many guards have they got?
Oh, I...
Oh, there comes the orchestra. Aren't they the most picturesque people you ever saw in your life?
Yeah, and I suppose this is the most thrilling moment of your life or something.
Well, you needn't be so supercilious. When you think of sitting up here in the mountains in the home of an Algerian tribesman watching dancing girls, I think that's something to be thrilled about. I can't endure people that pretend to be blasé.
Oh, I do not.
Hush, children.
Aren't those girls beautiful? You wouldn't think they could get chiffon and things like that over here, would you?
No. They are beautiful, aren't they?
Aren't they graceful? You suppose that Siama's wives are looking right down there from behind that stone screen or whatever you call it?
Yes, I think they are. It's the only way they can join in the amusements of the men of the family, you know.
But they have a good time anyway, you know it? Because Mother and I were up on the roof with them today. They have a regular living room up there. And they're all dressed like queens with gold necklaces and big earrings. And one had a little jacket embroidered in pearls.
Well, I should think they'd be bored to death.
It's the only life they know, son.
Well, you wouldn't think a man would want his wife to be so dumb, would you?
Yes, I know you, Bob. You weren't one that could talk to you about the football score. And I think you'd like her even better if she really played football herself.
Oh, keep still. Lot you know about what kind of a wife I'd want.
Well, I know she has to be somebody that... Wasn't that pretty?
Yes, wasn't it? Is that the snake charmer, Frank?
Yes. There he is in the corner.
But he's got three baskets. Do you suppose they all have snakes in them?
Of course. Watch him.
Listen to the music of the reeds.
Frank, that man's not an Algerian. He has a French accent.
Oh, you know a great many of these men have, Doc. They learn French before they learn English.
Listen to the music, little captain. Come from your basket that madame and mademoiselle and the two messieurs may see your shining patterned head. Come out, captain, when the music plays. To hear from captain.
Remember the time you did this for us out in the desert, Uncle Frank? You were lots better than he is, I think.
You flatter me.
So, that is all. Finish. I take my supper and I depart.
What's the matter with him, Uncle Frank? Is he mad?
Maybe he didn't like it because we talked.
I don't know. Let him go, though.
Shall I give him some money?
No, no. If he's one of Siamid's household, he'd be insulted if you offered him money. And if he's just a wandering snake charmer from the mountains, they'll give him money down in the courtyard.
Say, what's that noise down there in the courtyard? Come on, let's go out on the balcony and see.
Is it all right, Uncle Frank?
Of course, we'll all go. Here, try this door. It opens on a little balcony.
Isn't that possibly the most picturesque thing you ever saw in your life? All those torches and those men.
Why, they're legionnaires, Uncle Frank. What are they doing here?
They've probably stopped for a little rest and something to eat. They're getting ready to leave.
How beautiful it is here. Look up at the stars, Mother.
Yes. And to think that all through these mountains, men are killing each other.
Why, Mother, you...
I've got to go down there. Excuse me, will you? You'll all be right up here. I'll be back in a minute.
Can I come, Uncle Frank?
No, no. Stay there with your mother and Betty. I'll go down these stairs here in the corner. See here. What are you doing in a Legion uniform?
Ah, you have seen me, huh?
Of course. What are you doing here? Why are you posing as a snake charmer?
You have seen how I hurry from the upper room, huh?
Why was it?
I thought you might know my face.
I see. Trying to desert, were you?
I have already deserted, monsieur. Never shall I fight with them again. If you had not come and found me in this so dark corner, the legionnaire would soon be gone, and I would not be missed.
Now they'll shoot you for a deserter.
No, they will not shoot, Pierre.
You're French, aren't you?
What is that to you? Look, monsieur. Voila, on the balcony. What is the name of mademoiselle?
Her name does not concern you.
She is your niece, the daughter of your sister, huh?
We are not speaking of my family.
You would say in your country it is a great joke, monsieur.
What do you mean?
You have brought mademoiselle here to keep her away from him. But he will find her. I know him. You do not.
What do you mean? Who will find her?
He.
You must be out of your mind. Hear that? The legionnaires are going. They'll miss you in a minute and come here to get you. Tell me what you mean.
No, no, I will not go with them. I hate them all. You see this so small bottle? I have carried it in my tunic for weeks. Ah, I hate the French. Allons, I give you a toast, monsieur. Turn the French. In the poison of the East, I drink it.